Art Gallery of Algoma. President Mark Lepore and Yasmina Yovanovic, Executive Director, will be at Monday's City Council meeting to talk about their vision for a new, landmark, gallery building in Clerjew Park. Lepore and Yovanovic will disclose findings from a feasibility study done by DiamondSchmidt Architects' team. The existing AGA opened in 1980 in Clerjew Park. It's in a serious state of disrepair and is considered beyond its intended lifespan. Its operations and growth have exceeded its capacity and it no longer meets current functional or technical standards for art galleries. AGA's existing mechanical systems aren't maintaining temperature and humidity to levels appropriate for contemporary art galleries, and a hydrological report found significant infiltration of stormwater in parts of the building. This has left the gallery's permanent collections at risk of irreversible damage. Councillors will learn Monday that any renovation or addition to the existing structure would require an almost complete demolition of the building envelope, including walls, roof, windows, doors, as well as slab on grade. The proposed new building would be about 30,000 square feet, and board members hope it will showcase the photographic collection of Dr. Roberta Bindar, Canada's first female astronaut. The art gallery's website shows it has assembled a blue-chip building committee comprised of Dr. Roberta Bindar, honorary chair; Susan Myers, working chair; Matthew Shoemaker, mayor of Sault Ste. Marie; Nora Ann Harrison, AGA member, supporter and donor; Judy Surrett, AGA member, supporter and donor; Mark A. Lepore, board president; David Ellis, director; Rosalie Favel, director; Yasmina Yovanovic, ex officio. The feasibility study found that AGA is understaffed compared to other art galleries, and investment in staff is needed to build capacity for a capital project and ongoing operations. Council will be told that, based on $2,022, the operating budget for the first year in a new building will be $1.38 million. Councillors will also be advised that AGA's group of seven and Indigenous collections offer substantial potential for tourism in a new building with arresting architectural design. A presentation prepared for Monday's council meeting lists the following next steps and opportunities for the gallery: grow as a tourism destination through new exhibitions, programs and partnerships; develop new art-based tourism products with a focus on the group of seven; increased access by children and youth for school and extracurricular programs; increase partnership and collaboration with the Fine Arts Program at Algoma University; increase art education programs for all age groups; support the city's downtown revitalization plan; build on AGA's reputation for supporting Indigenous creative expression through exhibitions, programs, and the growth of the Indigenous art collection; acquire, display, and preserve the collection of Dr. Roberta Bindar as her legacy; provide permanent exhibition space for exhibitions by local artists; increase collaboration with galleries throughout Canada; start a detailed functional program for the new gallery; commence with early schematic design of the building design; set up a capital campaign for the new building. Monday's City Council meeting will be live-streamed on Sue Today starting at 5 p.m.